Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Ulmer. The New Testament reading for today is from Jude 1 through 25. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, may mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once delivered for all to the saints. For certain people have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want to remind you, although you once fully knew it, that Jesus, who saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Yet in like manner, these people also, relying on their dreams, defile the flesh, reject authority, and blaspheme the glorious ones. But when the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, was disputing about the body of Moses, he did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these people blaspheme all that they do not understand, and they are destroyed by all that they, like unreasoning animals, understand instinctively. Woe to them, for they walked in the way of Cain and abandoned themselves for the sake of gain to Balaam's error, and perished in Korah's rebellion. These are hidden reefs at your love feasts, as they feast with you without fear, shepherds feeding themselves, waterless clouds swept along by winds, fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead, uprooted, wild waves of the sea, casting up the foam of their own shame, wandering stars for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever. It was also about these that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all and to convict all the ungodly of all their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, malcontents, following their own sinful desires. They are loud-mouthed boasters, showing favoritism to gain advantage. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, 'In the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions.' It is these who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority, before all time, and now, and forever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. As we are now in the season of Advent and preparing not to receive the one as he is born in the manger, but receive him when he comes again in his glory to judge both the living and the dead. St. Jude warns us, reminding us again, that the greatest danger to our faith are false teachers, those who would use the name of Christ to teach falsely, leading us away from the salvation and the forgiveness that are ours alone in Christ, those who would join the name of Christ to ungodly passions and sensuality. And so we must take great care that we do not allow ourselves to be deceived by these false teachers, that we are not caught up with them in their sin, but that we are always vigilant. And the only way we can remain truly vigilant is if we ourselves know the Holy Scriptures. We need to know what God himself has said so that we can recognize those false shepherds when they speak, for they will not speak with the voice of the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. It will be a foreign voice, a voice that speaks other than Scripture speaks, even though they will try to dress it up in the words of Christ. It will still be false teaching, and we must avoid them. And as much as we can, we must help others to avoid them as well. But we have this promise from our Lord that he will be faithful to us and that he will preserve us as we remain in his word, as we strengthen ourselves in the most holy faith of Christ, remembering the gift of our baptism and the promises made there to us, as we continue as often as we can to receive the very body and blood which Christ our Savior has won for us. And so let us remain always watchful, guarding against false teachers who would seek to lead us away from Christ and under the judgment that God has prepared for the devil and his angels and all who have stood against God's word, even from the time of Cain himself. In the name of Jesus, amen. We pray. Almighty God, we implore you, show your mercy to your humble servants, that we who put no trust in our own merits may not be dealt with after the severity of your judgment, but according to your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.